More makers of electric vehicles are showing signs of reaching out to a broader, more diverse group of customers. The change comes as there are indications in Wisconsin of some diversity among buyers of EV and gas electric hybrids. WUWM's Chuck Hornbach reports.
The auto industry is investing billions of dollars in electric vehicles, expecting to raise the market share of EV sales from its current 2% worldwide to 10 or 20% or maybe much more over the next decade or so. Some of the money is going into marketing, including television ads. A current commercial from Cadillac for its EV called The Lyric features black actress and director Regina King.
Cadillac is going electric. If you want to be bold, you have to go off script.
Experience the all-electric Cadillac Lyric.
Singer and actress Janelle Monáe, also black, is featured in a new ad for an EV made by Audi. While the commercials could appeal to anyone, they come after criticism that the EV revolution has focused on more affluent white buyers and neighborhoods and threatens to leave behind people of color. Milwaukee residents Olivia Martinez, a Latina, and her husband Anthony Cooper, who's black, say they have no intention of being left behind. Cooper sits with driver door open behind the wheel of the 2022 Chevrolet Bolt EUV, or electric utility vehicle, the couple bought a few months ago. They recently attended their first meeting of Drive Smart Wisconsin, a group that promotes safe and fuel-efficient driving. Cooper says the Bolt, with a price tag of about $35,000, has revived his interest in electric vehicles, after some early Tesla models were much more expensive.
The price didn't feel fair. It's like, you know, spending 50, 60 grand on something that I'm going to have to find charging stations for and this, that, and the other thing just didn't sit right with me.
Cooper says not only is the Bolt at a better price point, Chevy threw in free installation of a faster home charging station that will only take about 5 hours to charge the EV and restore the Bolt's range of about 260 miles. Cooper says he's keeping his gas-fueled pickup truck for longer trips. His wife, Olivia, says she'll be driving the Bolt and just maybe be a role model for other people.
In driving the EUV, so since this is so rare still here in Milwaukee, we get those looks that, oh my gosh, what kind of car is that? And then I think it also helps in seeing that, you know, we're of colored background, you know, oh, well, maybe I can afford something, you know, of newer years.
Martinez says the couple also hopes they're doing their bit to slow down or reduce global warming. Nearby at the Drive Smart meetup in West Allis was Appleton physician Jote Soni. He agreed to pop the hood on his 2017 Ford C-Max Energy. Dr. Soni says the Ford can go about 20 miles on batteries, then has a gas engine for longer trips. The native of India says he's also convinced his sister to buy a hybrid.
So it's a change that's going to come from, you know, ground up. I think if we were ever going to improve on the climate change and move toward a greener future, everybody has to be part of it.
But the hope to diversify EV drivers will also depend on getting charging stations into more neighborhoods. A Northwestern University study showed in Chicago, mostly black and Latino areas are charging deserts with little or no access to public chargers. Lori Lissek of Wisconsin Clean Cities says a new program called Drive Electric Wisconsin, part of a multi-state effort funded by the U.S. Energy Department, will in part work with underserved communities. For example, she hopes to get more charging stations into non-white neighborhoods.
Absolutely. It'll give us the opportunity to be able to address those issues, and that we're working on a national level. We'll be able to draw from information from all of the other parts of the country and what's being done.
Lissek says Drive Electric will also increase education and outreach about what appears to be the automotive future for many people. That's powering a car through other means than burning gasoline. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.